Hi, I'm Sarah from Radiance. I'm a creator, a mentor, a therapist, a business owner, a teacher. Basically, I'm Radiance. I'm mostly a holistic therapist, and my aim is to help you relax more, stay calm in a crazy world, find some clarity, and ultimately get the fun back in your life. This week's blog is on self-care. What does it mean to you? But first, a definition. Self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. Or you could think of it as the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during times of stress. But in practical terms, what does this mean and how does it manifest itself for you? There are many ways of approaching self-care and the act of preserving or improving your health, from ensuring you get the right amount of quality of sleep, that your nutrition is right for you, that you relax, your mind, your body and your spirit or emotions, that you have a positive mindset and you ensure to keep moving. The levels of all these areas are as individual as ourselves according to our abilities, our drive and our personal reasons for wanting to maintain our good health. For example, some people need and cannot function without their guaranteed 8 hours of sleep, whilst others of you might need more and others need less. There's no one size fits all in self-care. I find the problem with holistic world focusing on self-care is that it often seems idealistic to so many people. Have you ever thought something for others with more money, more opportunities and more time? But is this correct? Obviously, I'd say not. Self-care is more often than not about choice. Choosing when we go to bed, what we eat, the choice between a piece of fruit or a chocolate bar. A simple choice. We know the fruit in the long term will do us more good, packed with nutrients. But the chocolate bar, that satisfies a craving in us in that moment, and it will do us good right now. Instant gratification. We live in a world where we want to feel good immediately, and we're looking for the quick fix. But how often do we, or you, make that choice? And then instantly feel disappointed, disheartened, or even angry about ourselves soon after. In fact, all of the things that can disrupt our good intentions on self-care, instant gratification is the devil that disrupts. Do you ever start a week, a month, or a year with great intentions to look after yourself, only to sabotage it within days or hours? Do you really want to follow through with those intentions? Do they matter to you? Before embarking on any self-care changes, you have to know why you want a healthier lifestyle. You have to understand the impact of what you've been doing to yourself and what the impact may be if you continue before you commit to change. Once you understand the impact of lifestyle and self-care, you will find a way to make it happen when you really want to. Regardless of money, it costs nothing to go for a walk every day. Regardless of opportunities, could you walk to the shop instead of jumping in the car? Or your time. When you have more energy and you feel better about yourself, it's incredible how much time you find to do the things that you enjoy and that make you feel great. Some handy tips my clients have used to improve their self-care and ultimately take action to improve their health and well-being are included in the Radiance Lifestyle Programme. My starting point is always have more fun. It's a weird one to start with, but I truly believe that if we're not happy with our actions, life can be miserable, leading us down that downward spiral of poor habits that just show we don't care about ourselves. Happy doesn't mean skipping around all day, smiling all the time, laughing every day. This is the real world. But by including fun stuff, meeting friends, chatting online, arranging trips, going on said trips, having shared experiences are all times when our soul is enhanced and we feel that warmth and connection with others. This is a true emotional support for our well-being. So think of a time you had a fun day out. Who was there? What made it fun? And where did you go? Improving your fitness is another area, but don't be scared by this. Fitness to me is about movement at whatever level it is for you. When we move our bodies, we naturally feel physical strength and resilience, mental clarity, and our emotions become more balanced and we're more in control. Venting your anger on a sports field might be good for some, or focusing on walking a bit further every day. They're both great ways to improve your fitness. This is definitely the all-round support for our well-being. When we look at better nutrition, or rather good nutritious food, we know it's essential. The more we understand how our bodies function, the better. Over recent decades, we've become more reliant on processed foods. Even those of us who think that we don't probably eat more processed foods than past generations. Unless, of course, you're growing your own wheat, producing your own bread and milking your own cows, which I very much doubt it. You know, food is your fuel. It provides you with the energy you need to function, and it's important to get the fuel right. There are some people on restricted diets, by choice or by design, but they're often the ones I find who understand their nutrition needs the best, because they've had to. Many of us are just lazy when it comes to food. That instant gratification when we're hungry, with unplanned meals or short on time, can be detrimental to our long-term well-being. But when we get the balance right, we sleep better, we focus better, we feel better, and we even heal better when we're sick. This is an emotional and physical support for our well-being. Improving the quality of our rest, aka sleep, and much more, is important. Sleep's the obvious choice when you think of rest, but rest can be many other things. From lying on the sofa listening to music, or your favourite podcast, to spending time in nature, or even doing absolutely nothing. When was the last time you did nothing? Nothing of importance, staring into space and daydreaming. This is emotional, physical and mental support for your well-being. And lots of relaxation is important. It's hard, right? Relaxation is supposed to be easy, but anyone with a busy life, everyone, knows relaxation is not easy. I wish I had a pound for everyone who said they can't relax, they don't have time to relax, or they don't even know how to relax. It's a skill that takes practice. Many people say they only relax on holiday. How sad and how bad for your body is that? Only relaxing once, or if you're lucky, twice a year. That's crazy. Imagine if you only slept or ate twice a year. You wouldn't survive. Fortunately, lack of relaxation won't kill you off if you miss it every now and then. But never relaxing, now that does have a detrimental effect on your body. Relaxation is an emotional, physical and mental support for your well-being, depending on which type of relaxation you choose. Now, living with a positive mindset is ending this with a glue that holds your lifestyle changes together. I started by reminding you that knowing your why you need to practice better self-care and why you know you want to do it is important. You may have known why, but what drives you to make the changes? Having a positive mindset helps, knowing you're responsible for your own well-being, that you really can have an impact on your mind, your body and emotions, means you'll stick to the new habits. In no time, these changes are just that. They're habits, but they're good ones. Having a positive mindset is the glue that binds your lifestyle changes together. It's the thing that gets it right and the rest will naturally slot into place. Self-care to me means understanding your body and soul, so you never get to the point of overwhelm or burnout, because you know self-care is essential and not a luxury. It means knowing what gives you peace, joy, contentment, balance in your life, and nurturing your body physically, emotionally and mentally. So, back to the first question. Self-care. What does it mean to you? And how does it manifest itself for you?